Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
So Courtney and I sat down together and watched
Scary Island.
We broke it fucking down. And guess what, guys? Team hashtag Kelly Benson.
Uh-oh. Guys, we get into it, but because there's no new episodes this week, we are bringing you bonus episode covering Scary Island. We hope you guys are enjoying your holiday week. If you have the days off, you are so fucking lucky. If you don't, hopefully this gets you through it.
Thank you. Go red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Team red, white, and blue all the way.
USA. USA.
Enjoy.
Love you. Bye. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are doing a throwback episode today for your listening pleasure. Go ahead.
This is season 3, episode 11 and 12 of Real Housewives of New York, or RHONY.
Otherwise known as Scary Island. We put a poll out. We asked you guys, and the jury speaks. So if you're not part of that group yet, please join our Facebook group. we asked what you guys would most want us to talk about with old school episodes, and this was by far the winning choice. Like, the second ones, like, the other ones, like, didn't even compete with this. So, by overwhelming demand, here we are doing Scary Island.
So, this is from 2010, mm-hmm. the episode, and whoa, it was amazing because Bethany's still on it, Ramona's still on it, Sonia's still on it, Luann's still on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jill's on it. This is, like, her going out season.
Alex McCord. And then,
Alex McCord and Kelly Ben Simone. I mean, what an iconic cast.
I mean, the thing was, like just watching it, too, I was like, what year is this? Like, I can't believe that that is 2010 and we're in 2018. Like, it is shocking.
Ramona looks so, like, she looks younger now than she does.
It was
her haircut.
When she thought she looked like Cameron Diaz.
And, well, I also think, like, more layers and like a thicker, bushier look was in.
Bushier look.
You know, like her like feathered bangs.
Yeah, I mean, that was in like the 70s, but this is just 2010.
Right. Well, even like, I mean, she's wearing like this purple top in her confessional and has matching purple eyeshadow. Like,
yeah, ooh. I mean, she was wearing like sky tops. Like, remember sky tops? The OC ladies used to wear those like all the time. Yes. Ramona had one too. Like, it was a different time.
And they were going on the trip because Mario and Ramona were renewing the vows. It was like a quote unquote bachelorette.
It was their, and they were renewing on their 17th anniversary. Like, what a number.
Random number.
What?
But this
number.
Was also the time where they, like, you know, I don't think they were guaranteed a cast trip every single year. And I think after Scary Island, they cemented that in. But it was also the time where the girls, remember how like it was really big into like who hosted, kind of?
Yeah, like the OC events? Ladies still do it, but New York now is so cognizant. Like, when Ramona wasn't getting invited to Mexico last year, she's like, well, I'm gonna be there because it's a group trip, like, by saying, yeah, bitch, I'm going because it's a cast trip. Like, this is still,
I'm sure
she's
that's
like,
in their contract.
Yeah.
Like, Luann didn't even go to this. She was, yeah. Luann was like, I don't want to be a part of it. I have a bad feeling about it. Mm-hmm. She's, I'm like, not going to go. Which,
I want to go out with
never
Court.
Do that now. It's like how the tables have turned so much. They tried to like stay out of the drama and not get in fights. And now, like, that's all they want in airtime.
Well, this was still when like they didn't need the show. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Luann had divorced the Count because she was going out with that guy, Court.
Oh, my God, that date.
Oh, my God, the date.
Femme fatale.
Yes. She's like, nah. I was like, where's
this
Ray?
This is, like, before Lou's veneers. She looks a lot thinner. Even though, like, her body's rocking now, it's like, now she's, like, toned and worked out. This is, like, she's just, like, skinny.
Like, she's had 8 years of, like, 8 rough years.
Right, right.
So she looks great.
Well, and then this is, like, she's, like, wearing her, like, classic, like,
necklaces.
The statement necklaces, the turquoise.
Mm-hmm. She's part Navajo.
Like, she was totally living up that vibe.
Uh-huh.
And then this, there was so many great parts to this episode. She meets the producer, Chris Young, who is a star in himself.
Right. Right.
Like, wearing sunglasses inside a leather jacket. He's like, you know, I work with 50 Cent, Ashanti, Britney Spears. And now the Countess. Uh-huh. And, you know, elegance can be learned.
Mm-hmm. She's like a young Fergie or Madonna. And I'm like,
that raspy voice.
Well, I was thinking like Fergie when she did meth. Oh, God. Mary, every time you try to do a Lou, it gets you coughing.
Smoking, it makes me cough.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, that's what happens.
Let's kind of talk more about her date.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk Lou, but then we'll really dive into the meat of the episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lou had dated Court. She kept saying there was chemistry between them. There was no chemistry.
Oh, I felt like she felt awkward, like she didn't know how to, like, be so sexy with him.
Like, when he went in for a kiss, she's like, no, like, did not want that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then was like, we definitely have chemistry. And she's like, I have a tennis court in my backyard. We can play there.
I know. I was like, what? I didn't. Were they really going to play tennis, or was that supposed to be like,
is that
tennis
code
in the bedroom?
Oh.
Play with your balls.
Balls.
balls, balls, love, love. I don't know.
What's that Clueless line?
I can't go anywhere where balls fly. I can't do anything where balls fly at my face. And it's like, there goes your social life. And I never got it because I was too young at that point.
Totally.
I was like, then you know, when you like rewatch these things and you're like, that's, oh my God, why did my parents let me own this VHS? Like, oh my gosh. Okay, but really, let's so just.
Then, yeah, they fly over and Ramona brought 15 swimsuits mm-hmm. that she unpacks in the main salon. Mm-hmm. And this was before the time where they're not fighting over the rooms and she's not bossing someone to put away her clothes.
Right. This is before she had her breakdown. So yeah, she had the 15. She's like, I brought 15 swimsuits, 10 pairs of shoes. I'm a size 7.5 if anybody needs it. Like, let's do a fashion show.
Oh my gosh, she was in her element. And then, so Bethany's pregnant and her mm-hmm. dad had just passed. Mm-hmm. And
so she was emotional. She,
you know, typical Bethany trying to milk that.
Okay. It's like very strange. The whole dynamic, like we said, when we were like watching it back, it's like very crazy, right? It's like Kelly's crazy, but you said right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I agree with Kelly.
She was actually rewatching it back, the voice of reason.
Yes, and we'll get into that more later. But I just want to say, let's just say that.
But Kelly was hesitant to go on the trip. She was like, I don't know, it's like a bachelorette party. Like, but then she starts like running through to the yacht.
Yeah, but she was like the voice of reason. Sonia is so clear and like level-headed, like just really is like the one that like, keeping everybody on track, like controlling the situation. It's like Ramon is the wild one, and you know, and then like Alex McCord is just Johan facing in the corner. Like it was like, it was such a weird dynamic to watch.
I miss Alex McCord.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No,
they would be so fun to watch now. Simon,
I don't know. Simon, I don't know. I think I'm okay with them being in Australia. I don't know. Like, I don't want to know what their boys are doing these days.
Right.
But okay, so right away though, you could just tell like there was going to be shit going on with Kelly because they're like in the car on the way to the yacht and someone was like, "Oh, do you want some of my snack?" And she's like, "I don't eat processed foods. Just gummy bears. They're fun."
And lollipops.
Yeah, they're fun. Like, "But that's processed food." She's like, "Yeah, but it's fun, so it's okay." And it's like, "Uh-oh. All right." Yeah. Just like tally marking all the crazy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they got into the yacht and Ramona was like, "Where's the wine? Where's the Pinot Grigio?"
She's like, "Hello, can I get a Pinot Grigio?
Where's the Pinot Grigio?"
So they had, Kelly wouldn't eat in a swimsuit. She had to put clothes on.
Which I get.
Yeah. I mean, but her, and
I don't want to eat in a swimsuit either.
It's just like her and Caitlyn Jenner have to be somewhat related.
Oh my God. They really do look alike, especially with the glasses on.
She was wearing her sunglasses and I was like shook how much they looked alike. Like, I really thought Caitlyn Jenner was on the trip.
Right.
It was crazy. But that's, like, when the whole thing just started happening. Like, where Ramona's like, "Where's the wine?" And then Bethany's like, "I saw some grapes in the fridge. I could stomp on those." And Kelly's like, "You're not going to stomp on my grapes. I'm going to eat those.
I'm going to eat those.
You can't do that. You can't do that." And it was like, it was a joke. Now, Kelly's still a little crazy here, but she does say some things, you know, that make sense.
Right.
But
no, but so, and then they, like, get into the conversation where Ramona tells Bethany that she talked to Jill and she told Jill about Bethany's father passing. And Jill's like really upset that she can't reach out to Bethany about it. Like she couldn't call her. And then Ramona's like, and then she just started yelling at me. And Kelly's like steps in and she's like, she wasn't that bad. She was just more saying, I'm upset that I can't reach out to her. Mm-hmm. This is when I was like, wait, Kelly's on to something here.
Yeah, she almost was like, no, she's literally like just, and maybe, and she said like it was misguided anger. Like she's, yeah, the crux of it like, all is that she just like, wants to be friends again.
Your guys are just like psychoanalyzing this. Like it's not necessary. Like just, you know, you're making this into something that it's not. It's getting too big.
Into lemonade.
And then she gets it wrong.
Yeah, she's like, it's like, what? You're like, they're like a mountain out of a molehill. And she's like, lemons into lemonade, you know, where you take something and you make it bigger. And I'm like, oh, Kelly, like, your point is correct. But then you say something else. And then she's like,
and then she just, you guys are gross.
Yeah.
You guys are gross.
And then she puts herself on timeout.
Yeah. She's like, you can't feel. You guys are like dead.
No.
I'm going to go do cartwheels.
Yeah. No, Ramona was telling her, like, you can't feel, Kelly. You can't feel. And she's like, I'll be with my cartwheels. And then like she like gets up to like make a dramatic exit, but like can't find the button not to open the sliding glass door. So it's like, it's almost like where you're like, fuck you. And then you're like, hold on, I have to find my keys. You're like, yeah, okay, that failed. And so then Ramona's also wearing these sunglasses that I'm like, Mary, did she just get LASIK surgery? Like, these things are so large. And, like, they were probably something, like, I feel like she was probably wearing, like, Gucci or something where she, like, first started getting, like, a lot of money so you could, like, start buying these things that you normally wouldn't with your housewife's money. And so she's probably, like, you know, like, Pam from Beverly Hills. She's like, $25,000.
Totally.
Have you heard? Did you see? It's $25,000.
Yeah. And then they're making fun of Kelly. Because apparently Kelly went to Columbia, the college.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think she went to Columbia, the country.
I also can't, I don't think she, like, really went to Columbia. Like, I would like somebody to find her diploma because I feel like she, like, got, like, one of those, like, fake doctorates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're, like, an honorary degree. And she's like, yeah, right, I went to Columbia to use the bathroom once. It was great.
Wait, who is she married to?
Gilles Bensoumont. He's like a world famed photographer. Like, did a lot of L spreads.
Yeah. And then, well, speaking of photography.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's later.
Kelly got really into photography.
Oh, yeah. She just is like, that's later. Well, we gotta go through this chronologically.
Okay.
So they have dinner or whatever. And it actually kind of cracked me up because Bethany was one of the first ones there. Like, her and Alex were sitting there, like, talking, like, what was that? And Alex goes on her laughing around. That's how Alex McCord laughs.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I was like, remember, Bethany always has, like, wants to be the, like, she's the first one there. Like, it makes me think of Mexico when she's like, I'm 45 minutes late and I'm the first one here.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, all of this is just, like, revealing so much.
Yeah, it was telling.
So then after dinner, so they have like dinner and you could just tell there's like tension because Bethany is like so annoying that she always has to point out what people are doing. Like, Ramona separates Bethany and Kelly from each other. Bethany's like, I'm just going to assume you made this seating chart like this so that I could pee and not so you could sit me as far away from Kelly. And it's like, Bethany, even if she is doing that, why do you have to bring attention to it? Because you're like gaslighting Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. So then after, something that grossed me out is they're all, like, sitting there, and Kelly was like, guys, let's do shots. My favorite drink is Café Patron.
I've never had that, and it sounds disgusting.
Coffee tequila is one of the most disgusting things.
Ugh.
It is not, like, how often do you hear of people putting tequila in their morning coffee?
Ugh.
Literally never.
Oh, that literally makes me want to barf right now.
Yeah, but so this is like where I feel like this is where Kelly starts going in on like the one night stand versus like being with somebody, but she's equating one night stands to not using condoms.
Right. Well, and so Sonia claims herself as Dr. Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, I love one night stands. And Kelly's like, I'm not a whore. I'm not into that. Yeah. And then Sonia starts crying about her marriage and, like, it's like, wow, she was talking about this in 2010 and she's still talking about it in 2018.
And Kelly was the voice of reason again and said, you're living in the past. Yes. I was like, Kelly, you're so right.
Like, the foreshadowing, yeah.
Like, you're so right. Like,
she's like, don't be a victim, be a survivor. Like, and also don't have so many feelings.
Yeah, and she's like, your divorce is over. Like, move on. Like, move on from it. Why do we need these labels? Like, stop talking about the past. And I'm like, oh my god, Kelly, 8 years later, she's still doing it though.
Yeah.
And it's worse now. I was like, I did not realize. Yeah, because they were divorced. Like, she's been divorced for so long.
Right.
But then she starts, then where she, like, it was like, pro,
then she
Kelly.
Gets off course.
Yes, exactly. It's like point, counterpoint. Come on, Kelly, we're on your side there. And then she's like, Bethany, you're a cook, not a chef. Why was she focused? Why was she so fixated on this?
Well, what is the difference?
Who gives a shit? I don't know. Don't they both?
No difference.
They both cook food.
Yeah.
And now
I think she was like, and she's like, well, you just like cater. I think that's what she was getting at. Like, you're not actually like a private chef or like work at a restaurant. You're a caterer.
But it's like also like, yes, I think that when people say like chef, I think is like the more like proper way to say it. Like, I think chef sounds better than cook. So she was like trying to demean her with that. But it's also like, come on, this is not the fight to start. When she's like, well, I don't know what you do.
Right.
So, like, well, how would I know? She's like, well, I went to culinary school. She's like, cool. She's
like, I went to culinary school, you moron. Yeah. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah. She's like, well, you know, you have, like, was she saying that she was
then, the most intelligent? Then Bethany's like, you are the most unintelligent person. You have bad vocabulary. Like, get out of here. And then she starts calling her, like, a media whore and that she's vindictive. And I'm like, wait, yes, Bethany is all those things.
Yes, but it's like, but come on. Your points are not and being taken when you do this.
Then Kelly calls Sonia a hoe bag.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like, wait, what? Because of not using condoms, which, again, nobody has said that they haven't used condoms. Yeah. They've just said they've had one night stands. But so then, like, Ramona also at this whole time, I don't know where Alex is because I don't think she's with Ramona. But Ramona is yacht hopping.
And oh, my gosh. She's living her best life. It is turtle time.
Yes. This is where turtle time comes out. She's like, turtle time. So they go yacht hopping. So Alex and Bethany decide to go with Ramona over to the next yacht, which happens to be the Hooters guy. And you know that Brittany and Jax like watch these episodes back just salivating, be like, we could be that close to the Hooters empire. She's like, oh my god, will y'all please, please cater my wedding?
You know they're gonna get that.
Yep. Yep, they really are.
But Ramona's like, I feel like this is like the drunkest she's ever been on camera.
Yeah, she was so drunk. She like just got up in his face and she's like, I love him more than the day I married him. I'm hot for him.
Hot as in Hooters.
Because Hooters means hot and I'm hot for my husband. I was like,
Mario.
I was like, I literally could count every single one of her teeth. Her mouth was so wide open when she was like telling him, as wide as her eyes.
And then like also, and then like meanwhile Sonia's like, where are the Hooters girls? Yeah. She's like, I feel like she's gonna go full on Les.
Yeah, well, it's also like Sonia was like, stop leaving me with Kelly.
I know,
like, please. Well, you guys, this isn't fair.
And this was okay. Then they go back to their own rooms, and Sonia keeps saying, "I smell cat pee. I smell cat pee," which is apparently meth and cat pee smell the same.
Yeah, like if somebody's like smoking meth, apparently, allegedly, I've literally never been around meth. I have no idea.
But I have no idea.
But they say that it smells like cat pee, and I'm like, where is she getting? How is she getting meth though? Like, did they fly private?
I have no idea.
I don't know how, or I don't know how one does that, but I'm like, something had to have happened. Like, she was like taking too many of her pills, or maybe she literally just peed herself.
Yeah, I know.
Does cat pee smell differently than human pee? I like don't know.
I've never had a cat.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm not sticking my nose in either pee. So, no. Yeah. But so they like, so then like, Ramona's like, journal time. Like, while they're at the yacht, like, Bethany's like, I cannot go back to that craziness.
So she, like, goes out dancing.
They go dancing. And I think this is, like, what's funny is, like, I feel like our parents, like, my mom always talks about, like, oh,
going out dancing.
And I'm like, our generation doesn't do that. So, like, my mom will be like, is there any place, like, in LA that you can, like, go out dancing? And I'm like, what?
Everywhere?
But I'm like, no, like, you don't call your friends up to be like, let's go dancing.
I know. I think that was like, that's like a thing, though. Like,
I mean, I remember like, I used to go, like, sometimes my mom would take me. She really liked to do like country line dancing.
Okay.
And so we would go to these places and like country line dance. And I'm like, life as when she was my age is so different than like what it is like now. Like, I just would never, they were like dancing up a storm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, these ladies were having a good time. And, like, none of them were hungover the next day. So we go to breakfast, and Kelly can still not get off the cook versus chef thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you don't work at a restaurant.
Yeah, she's like, and the funny part was, and then did she called her a chef, an author, and a hoe bag?
Yeah, she's like, you're a chef, you're an author, and a hoe bag.
And then Bethany's like, stop the fucking bullshit! Like, you started it! And I think what was, like, funny, too, is, like, Alex then, like, tries to cut in, and she's like, hey, Bethany, it's kind of a timely thing. Simon wants to know if he should use the light cocoa or the dark cocoa with the pancakes to make the best pancakes for the boys. And she's like, well, he should use the best cocoa. And it's like, maybe you aren't a chef. What the fuck? Like, that's like...
I didn't actually know she went to culinary school.
Yeah,
Let's do some research on that.
You think that she's lying?
She's not really a liar, I guess.
No, I don't think she's lying about that, but we can look into it. We'll look into it. But,
And then, like, Bethany, like, walks away crying. She's like, I'm just, like, really emotional. But she's, like, hiding her crying.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you gotta throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on Me Undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at meundies.com/TJG. That's meundies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
I feel like when, like, now she'd just, like, full-on break down in front of everyone and want all the attention.
She'd take off all of her clothes and just cry standing there.
Yeah.
Now she, like, then she was like, okay, like, let me just, like, walk away. I do feel for Bethany in these episodes because, like, yes, her dad did die. And so, like, even if you're, like, not close with that person, you're still, like, dealing with a death. You're also, like, pregnant. So your hormones are crazy.
She said she, like, had, like, a relief that he passed because...
Right, but it's still a death, right? Like, you're just, like, I think all the what-ifs and what could have beens and, you know, all that stuff happens. But then you're, like, also pregnant, so your hormones. And then you, like, have somebody who's, like, just crazy. Like, you actually, like, cannot have a conversation with Kelly.
Right.
Even though she spits the truth sometimes. Like, it's, like, you're just, like, I'm literally, like, someone's just, like, attacking me, but I can't even prove my point.
Right. This is also the time that, like, Bethany... This is before Skinny Girl got big. This is like
when she was Bethany trying
was
to
trying to
brand.
Like fit in with these women.
Right.
And she does this by bringing monogram Skinny Girl bags and filling them with like nice goodies, which is like so much work to bring on a trip. Mm-hmm. And Kelly is disturbed by this bag.
Like
she
Kelly thinks the devil, like the devil dropped it. Oh my God. Loses it.
Like, starts crying as soon as she opens the bag, and she's just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then, it comes out that she has been having nightmares about Bethany claiming that she's stabbing her in her sleep.
Well, I just liked when she was like crying there. It was so reminiscent of when Ramona was in Morocco and her and Jill have that fight, and she like throws herself on the bed and just is like convulsing, crying. Like Kelly does that too. And yeah, she's just like, she's like, this is disgusting. This is so disturbing. Why would she do this? Why? I don't get. Like, she literally calls Jill.
And her 2010 BlackBerry.
On her 2010 BlackBerry. It's like calling Jill. It's like, oh my God. Like, I can't. Like, faking. Like, she's trying to kill me. Like, I don't have double D fake tits. And it's like, what size she are says, your fake
she
tits?
She says that Bethany is filled with knives.
Like, her whole
That's
rant.
That's, like, disturbing.
Like, her whole rant, I was like, what the fuck are you taking? And do I need some of that? Like, not if it's meth, but.
Right.
Not at all.
And then she wakes up the next morning and has, like, this crazy rockin' bod. And she's like, okay, girl, so I made this complaint pad. So if you have a complaint, you just write it down on the pad, and then you put it in the garbage. And she's like, it's like we're in fourth grade again. I'm like, nobody ever did that. I've never heard of this.
I was like, a complaint pad? I was like, no, I think we were, like, taught, like, conflict resolution.
Right.
Like,
right.
You address the situation, and then you, like, try to constructively solve it.
Right.
And Kelly's like, no, let's just, like, I read a whole long thing about how much I hate Bethany, and here it goes. Dear Bethany, I hate you for the following ways. The fact that your body is filled with knives. The fact that you try to stab me in my sleep. The fact that you're talking about my friend Gwyneth in the news. The fact that, like, you're trying to push your skinny girl on me when I'm just a girly girl. I'm not a skinny girl. Stop trying to fit me into your bubble. You're a cook, okay? And you can't cook anything. I feel really good about this. I'm going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
It was pretty bizarre. Pretty bizarre. But not as bizarre as her photo shoot and her new love of photography. Like, Sonia was like this lioness. And she actually looks the most the same, I feel like.
Well, it was funny because Kelly's whole speech in the beginning, though, is so she, like, brings them all to the – she's like, guys, I'd love to take photos of you. It's something that I'm not – that I've never done, and I just – I have a passion for it, but, like, I'm not good at it. I can barely use a camera, but, like, I just think, like, I'm going to take the best photos of you. And she lays a sheet out, and she throws and opens an entire bag of blow pops. Like, mind you, so there's weird. Four of them. Takes an entire bag of blow pops and puts – like, throws it onto the sheet, and I'm like – what's happening?
Why does she have so much candy?
Where did all the candy come from? Did she go to, like, was there, like, a Halloween sale? When did they go here?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
it was
know.
So weird. And so then she's like, okay, I'm going to take you guys one by one to do a photo shoot.
Oh, my gosh. And Ramona's literally wearing the smallest yellow bikini you've ever seen. Teeny this is pre-fake tits. Yellow, the teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Mm-hmm. And she's, like, wearing – she's like, oh, I've never done something like this. Oh, I feel so weird. She felt right at home, let me tell you.
Yeah, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
And then
– but she's also, like, posing with the, like, the mic pack on, which I thought was kind of funny. Like, right. The mic pack was, like, tied into her.
I think you actually requested to get a 2010 –
oh, yes, I want a 2010
Real Housewives of New York calendar.
Yes, I was like, where the hell is this calendar? Like, I would buy, you know, so many people would buy that shit. I want that, and I want the Sir photo shoot calendars. Like, where are those? Like, that's what I want. Because, and then, so it was like Ramona and Sonia then are, like, going off while Kelly takes Alex, and they're using a digital camera. And I'm like, oh my god, remember when we had digital cameras? Like, we used to use that in college all the time. And then you'd have to, like, take the USB card and you'd have to load it into your computer, and then you'd have to upload them, and then you put an album together on Facebook, and you'd be like, so many fun memories.
Disturbing.
I literally had to block all of my albums because I'm like, like, I am so glad I am not this age, like, the kids' age of, like, Instagram and, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
but there
I would have some disturbing photos out there.
Yeah, but so then, and also, mind you, while Kelly's doing this whole photo shoot, she's put on these fake glasses,
which would be harder, I feel like, to have on glasses to take photos.
Right, but and they were like they're like the Ray-Ban, like, Wayfarers, like, where she's like, yeah, no, these make me smart. Like,
this is what a real photographer looks like.
Like, I look like Clark Kent now. Because I put these glasses on. Like, when they're off, I'm Super Kelly. When I put them on, I'm Clark Kelly. So that's what it is. So then she's, like, trying to, like, elicit this, like, vibe from Alex.
Oh, my God. The Alex scene. She's like, Alex, like, you need to be more curvy. Exaggerate your look. And actually, Alex is giving me, like, the Ramona eyes, I feel like. Like
that, that runway.
You can't see her eyes because the sunglasses. And you can't even see her hair because she's wearing this huge hat.
Mm-hmm.
And
she felt just uncomfortable. Like, uncomfortable watching.
Like, and she's like, give me that Johan face. Give me that baby face. Give that to me. I need that Johan.
And she's like, as, like, Alex is, like, slithery snaking her way down the beach. She's like, Johan face, like Johan face, like really, like your jaw is tight. Give me some Johan face. And I'm like, I'm not sure what that means.
So creepy.
It was so creepy. And then she like had them do like all these like candid laughs too. But it was like, like that was like, this is not a candid laugh.
So crazy.
So crazy.
Okay, so then meanwhile in New York, Jill is ice skating and getting yelled at. Like Johnny Weir is there, like professionally ice skating, and Jill Zarin is in a full figure skating outfit, like falling over.
Yeah, and they're like
getting yelled.
And the coach is like, I've never seen anything like this before. Get her off of this. And she's like, you know, he's right, but like could have been a little bit nicer about it. You're right, but you're a dick.
Yeah.
And then she's like telling Luann, she's like, Luann, I think what I'm gonna surprise the girls.
Oh, Luann's like, I really don't think you should do that.
Like, but nowadays though, Luann would be like, oh, you should totally do that. And she'd probably text somebody, be like, there's a surprise coming.
Mm-hmm. Hey girls, there's a surprise coming.
She wants to go because Bethany, she wants to like make amends with her.
Girls sitting on a beach.
Yeah, that's what she calls it. Two little girls sitting on the beach. But she also, she's making it seem like she's going because she's worried about Kelly and her like state of mind.
And she's not. She's doing it for the attention. No, yeah. She's not even going for Bethany. She's going because what she wants is for everybody to be like, oh my God, Jill, like, wow, you went out of your way for me. Like, you, let's make this about you now.
Yeah.
Like no. So then we go back to St. Bart's, and this is Bethany's now going to cook everybody a meal.
Bethany is really going out of her way on this trip, though. Like, she brings the bags to make everyone happy. She wants to cook for them. Like, she's trying to be super sweet.
Yeah.
But also probably to get Kelly back.
Well, I think she's, like, also just trying to, like, do sponsorship. But trying to, like, really get her brand out there. Like, oh, you can hire me because I'm a chef. I think at that point she didn't really know the direction of what Skinny Girl was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was like, let me show you that I can cook, and like maybe somebody will want me to do a recipe book, or like let me show you that like I can like do branding, so like you could have like a Lily Pulitzer style like tote bag for your friends. Like I just felt like she was like didn't know the direction, so it was like I've got to do all of this on TV. So right. They're all coming out and they're all waiting, and Kelly's like on the phone talking to her daughter.
Which was super annoying. Like they're all having the salsas, and mm-hmm. she like starts chatting on her phone really loud, and Ramona's like, can you please just go into the other room and talk to your kids? And she like, that just sets her off.
And she's like, when it's my kids, I'm an animal. So
yeah, she's like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Like, yeah. Like,
what?
No. So like Bethany comes. So then they're like, they're going to their seating charts, and like, yeah. So they want, so it was going to be like Kelly sitting across from Bethany, and Kelly's like, I don't want to sit next to her, which is like true. Probably like just keep them as far away as possible from each other, you know? But Bethany's like, oh, you don't want to sit next to me? You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, Kelly. You don't have to do anything. Don't sit across from me. Don't eat my food. Just don't do anything. I don't care. You're an adult. You can do whatever you want. And it's like, all right, Bethany, chill the fuck out. Go check on my steak.
Right. Well, so they eat the crab cakes, and like also like Ramona like didn't want the crab cakes to go back, like because Kelly didn't eat them. She's like, I'll just eat them. Like yeah. They want to appease Bethany.
Sonia did it though. She's like, what do I have to lose? I have a lot to lose. Wait, that is. And then Bethany brings out all their steaks, and everyone's like, wow. And of course Kelly's has like a string in it. And Kelly's like, I can't cut my steak. And Bethany's like, oh fuck. So she like takes it back and then brings her new one, and it's like fine. But like Kelly's like
over it.
Yeah. But they bring Jill up again.
Right.
And like, I think Kelly was trying to like, I think Kelly was really trying to make amends between them, but just was like, it's not the time nor the place, nor do you need to be the person to do that. When she's like, yeah, Jill keeps that, you know, they're like, has anybody even talked to Jill? And she's like, yeah, I have. And the only thing that Jill talks about is how is Bethany? And I just tell her, you're trying to kill me. And so But so then it's like, oh, okay, whatever. So then, like, Ramona is, like, making amends with Bethany because of that Brooklyn Bridge conversation, which she, like, basically tells her, like, she's gonna
die
alone.
Which was so bad. That was, like, awful.
That was so bad. And so she goes and sits on, like, basically on Bethany's chair, but, like, in Bethany's lap to be like, I'm apologizing. Like, I'm so sorry. And Kelly's just like, are you gonna make out? Like, are you gonna make out with tongue? Like, I want, like, what are you guys going to do? They're like, Ramona's like, I want you to shut up, Kelly. Like, shut up, Kelly. She's like, no, no. Like, go make out. Like, get out of here. Go make out. Like, be free to be me and you. 1979 feelings. Like, you guys have feelings. It's like,
oh, my gosh.
It just was Kelly. Like, Kelly just was, like, saying, like, and I feel like I think what Kelly was trying to say is, like, can we just have fun? Like, why do we always have to, like, address our feelings here? But she doesn't know how to talk about
it. And she's like, don't live in the past. Like, let's just move forward.
Yeah, but then it's like they start, like, going in. Like, Kelly and Bethany start going at it. And Kelly's like, you're trying to kill me. I'm having... She's
like, I threw up the night before because you tried to kill me.
Yeah, because I think it's, like, what set it off was Alex said that she had, like, nightmares about the photo shoot or something. Like... Or Alex is having, like, some sort of, like, nightmares or something. I don't know exactly. But it was, like, you know, everyone's, like, she's, like, insulting Alex and telling Alex, like, that she looked like a kabuki person, like, when she was, like, delivering the message.
Right.
Channeling the devil.
Yeah. And she insulted her makeup. Mm-hmm. And then it takes a turn.
Then it takes a turn. So then Kelly is, like, Kelly leaves. She's like, I'm out of here. And she, like, runs to her room.
Gets her gummy bears.
Yeah, she goes to get jelly beans.
And it's like... Yeah, and Bethany's, like, rejoicing. She's like, she's such a lunatic. She's so out of it. Like, people are finally seeing it. And then, do you think Bethany put her kids in the press? Because that's really what Kelly's so upset about.
No, I don't think so. But... Do you?
She might have. She might have.
I don't think Bethany would go after kids.
What did they say about her kids?
I don't know what they said about her kids, but I just don't feel like Bethany... I feel like, especially with the way that Bethany is about her daughter, is that, like, right. I don't think she would go after people's
kids. But this was pre that.
I know. She was pregnant with her. But I just don't think... Like, why go after kids? It just seems like there's so many things about Kelly you could go after, like running in traffic...
Right.
You know, just like how her boobs are literally under her armpits. They're so wide set. Like that her and Caitlyn Jenner are long lost sisters. Like there's plenty of things to talk about besides her kids. And then she's like, talks about the truth. She's like, you can't handle the truth. Al Sharpton. And it's like, wait, what? Like you could just see the unwinding.
Right. And then, then she's like, does anyone want a jelly bean or a lollipop? And then she just.
Where's all the candy coming from?
Yeah. And then she's like, you're channeling the devil and you're evil. And I feel sorry for you because something is wrong with you. And we all think that you need to get help. Your dad passed away and it's creepy that you're here.
Yeah. She's like, it's creepy. It's creepy. And it's like, Kelly, no. Like, chill out. And she's like, and then she just is like yelling at her. And then, like, she walks away again. Sonya's like, you just, like, She's like,
don't pick on the crazy person. You can't pick on her anymore. Like, she's on a different island.
Like, she's literally crazy, and it's not okay, and we need to drop it. Like, we need to just, like, let it go. Like, she's clearly, like, she's having a mental breakdown. Like, yeah. Just, like, stop. And, you know, and I think everybody kind of understands.
And like, Bethany's go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Like, it's just... The whole thing is
But crazy. Also I loved how like Sonya was like, you guys, we she's already like but, we can't just be nice to her now, be nice to her now. But like
Kelly's
now
standing this happened, right next
they would
to
be
her.
Like they would be like fueling this fire and like loving that she was going so crazy.
Oh my god, there would literally have to be producer intervention.
Yeah.
Like but the funny thing but is Sonya saying
have some inside scoop. So like after this fight is over, then the next morning Kelly like leaves a note and says she left. But what's the inside scoop on that?
So like the inside scoop, I think it's like relative knowledge is like she like literally had a mental breakdown to where she like didn't quote unquote leave early. Like production made her leave. Like I almost like you had a nervous breakdown. Like you need to go. So she like had left. I guess all the girls had called Jill the night before. Like, even Bethany had called Jill the night before to be like, Kelly's not okay. Like, she's flying back. Like, as her friend, like, you need to, like, step in. Like, they were, like, trying to tell Jill. And, like, so Jill didn't tell any of them that she was coming. And so she was like, I'm sure Kelly's fine. Like, and I think there was even at a point in the airport where Kelly and Jill, like, walked past each other. But it was almost like there was, like, that barrier of, like, you know.
No, she said, I think outcome. She said that she talked to her at the airport.
Oh, okay. But, yeah.
She said that in the episode.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. So, basically, though, like, and she didn't because tell.
All of a sudden, Jill and Bobby show up.
Hi.
The girls are getting petties and crying. Like the Alex McCord had a physical reaction to Jill Zarin stepping in. Ramona's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, I can't believe like, they didn't
you,
know she
she's like, coming. Are you fucking kidding me? Like which also explains why they were so pissed when they had all tried to call her the night before, but that's like breaking the fourth wall to tell us that, you know, they'd basically have to admit that Kelly had a nervous breakdown. And so they're like, what the – like, you could just see – like, Bethany's just, like, her eyes are rolled so far back that all you can see is, like, the white of her eyes because she's like, you've got to be shitting me.
It's like they saw a ghost. And yeah. She's like, I thought you guys would be happy to see me. You're not giving me the welcome I want. Bobby rented a plane.
Yeah. She's like, you know, we went all out of our way.
I came to surprise you. Do you want me to leave? Bobby, we got to leave.
Well, and then I couldn't figure out, like, what was her game plan, though? Like, because it was a girls' trip, but then she decided to bring Bobby. And, like, did she think they were going to sleep there?
I felt bad for her. Like, no one even got up from the pedicures. Like, no one even stood up and gave her a hug.
I don't feel bad knowing that they all spoke, like, tried to call her the night before to say all this. Like, she should have given them some sort of heads up. Like, especially if you say that we've had the most, we've literally had the most traumatic night. Like, Kelly is not okay. Like, we've been through the ringer, and then she shows up and she's like, hi, nothing bad happened. Here I am.
And Alex is, like, shaking. She's like, there has already been enough drama.
It was so funny. Well, it wasn't funny because, like, you feel bad. But she's like, this is my first time being away from Simon and the boys. She's just, like, shaking. And then I'm like, and you could just tell Jill was, like, she was livid that basically Ramona picked Alex over her. And, like, Ramona even came out to the car where Jill was, like, just waiting in there. Like, I'm just going to wait and see if anybody follows me.
Right. And Jill's like, it was a surprise. Is Alex now your best friend?
Yeah. She's like, Jill, like, we've had a bad night. Like, you could have called. You could have said something. Which I think I totally agree. I'm on their side. And she's like, you know, these people are my guests and they're upset. Like, I'm sorry. I'm choosing them.
Yeah.
Now she probably... What would happen now, though, if Jill came in?
What do you mean?
Like, if we're in 2018, which at this season, Jill shows up, what would they do?
Well, RIP Bobby.
Well, okay. Sorry. Okay. Same situation just in 2018. Bobby's still alive.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't know. All I know is that I learned this episode that Kelly Ben Simone's psychic.
Right?
She, like, the foreshadowing in this episode, like, is so good. Mm-hmm. Like, she was the voice of reason, really. She just didn't know how to say it.
I know. And now it's like, maybe she really did go to Columbia.
No, maybe she's just, like, Miss Cleo, the psychic.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, let's go with, like, Tyler Henry, the medium guy.
Yes.
Yeah, because Miss Cleo was a fraud, even though I always use her as my psychic example. She was, like, proven to be a fraud. But yes.
Can we get a psychic and see if I'll ever get married?
Oh, my God. I, like, want to go to a psychic, but I only want them to tell me good things.
You can say that.
Okay. Good. But yes, this episode just – these episodes, it was, like, you just wanted to keep going. You're, like, where – like, please don't let this end, / please let this end, but don't let this end.
We need to watch some other ones. Yeah. I would love to watch, like, the original OC premiere.
Yes, we'll do that. I think we need to do, like, Stassi's birthday in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can archive TBTs.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyways, that was Scary Island.
I highly recommend to go back and watch.
Yes, season three. It's on Hulu. So if you have Hulu, you could do a 7-day trial. Or you could log into Hulu and watch these old episodes, because it is jarring to see these women now and see them then.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it for us. Thanks for tuning
in. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.